Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani continue a series of conversations about fakes, forgeries, and lost or misattributions.
Yehuda Hanani, I'm fascinated. You've been taking us on this great tour about concerning musical fakes. So what do you have for us today?
Well, you know, the cello came to its own, to prominence, in the 20th century. As a matter of fact, more pieces have been written for the cello in the 20th century than all previous compositions combined.
So that's in the 1900s we're talking
about. Yeah.
And why is that, do you think?
Well, the cello became popular. It evolved. Some good players came along. It was not just an accompanying instrument. And it has a fantastic range and a beautiful voice. And it was sort of rediscovered. But around the 20th century, 1900, there was a dearth of repertoire, which gave many talented cellists an incentive to write pieces for the instrument, and like Fritz Kreisler, attribute them to great composers from the past.
Interesting.
So a French cellist by the name of Paul Bazelaire, who lived around 1900, wrote a charming piece, beautiful piece, short movements, five movements, called them concert pieces, and attributed to Couperin. Couperin's name appears in big print on the cover, and in small print in the corner it says, edited and annotated by Paul Bazelaire. In fact, it's his piece. And it was one of Pablo Casals' favorite pieces. And if we can find his performance, that'll be a delight.
Thank you.
Information about the music shared during Classical Music According to Yehuda is posted along with each segment at wamc.org/roundtable. Yehuda Hanani's Close Encounters with Music series will present an afternoon of grand piano trios this Sunday, April 29th at 3 p.m. at the Mehewi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. To learn more, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.